So, it's the, goodness, what is it? It's the 22nd of February, 2018. I'm in Adelaide, and I thought I might do this recording more for myself than for anybody else. I'm not even sure if I'll put it up. If I do, hello. Thanks for dropping by. I'm in Adelaide. It's Ian here. I got here 2 days ago. I'm doing an install at the Art Gallery of South Australia for the Biennale that's coming up in a couple of weeks' time. It's starting. I've been sent down here by work. The UAP has asked me to come down to help with the install of an art piece. It's a suspended light box, 2.1 metres in the air with a shroud around it. It's very black, except for the lit element, which is a canvas of somebody dropping into a pond, and it's to be observed by looking into its reflection on a shallow pool that's placed on the ground, and it's placed at an angle a little bit away from it, so you stand to one side, look at the reflection, and see this image projected onto the surface of the water. It actually looks pretty cool. We finished it today. I came down yesterday, which was Wednesday, today's Thursday. And the idea was come down one day, fly home the next morning. I should be home right now. But it didn't go to plan, did it? No, the dimensions of the room weren't the same as what it was built to. So we had to extend the length of the cables that held the light box. And some of the hardware that was supposed to be shipped with it wasn't. So we had to bodgy and make some hardware to do the job, to finish it. Along with that, just the usual little bits and pieces. Actually getting the cable to attach to the fixings in the ceiling, having to make that actually work by the crew at the gallery. It took them longer than I expected. Just the usual clusterfucks that happen. It's almost always the case. I've noticed that when I have to do these sort of jobs and I'm totally around it, which I wasn't, I can often foresee a lot of problems. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I don't get it right all the time, but I often get it right a fair bit. Hear the birds? Birds everywhere. It's raining here at the moment, just lightly. I'm walking along the path by side the Torrens River, just near the Botanical Gardens, actually. Now I've gone past the zoo, and the birds are making a bit of a racket in the rain. It's raining quite heavily now. It was just spitting ever so lightly before, and I was quite happy to walk in that light fleck of rain from time to time, but I'm actually getting a little bit wet now. Yeah, doesn't really matter, I suppose, too much. This is a very dry town. I haven't been to Adelaide since 1982, when I came here with my then wife, girlfriend actually. She wasn't even my wifey. We had a camper van. We came to Adelaide for a good few days, a week or so, hung out. Went up into the Clare Valley and over to Kangaroo Island. Had a tremendous holiday around this part of the world. 82 is a long time ago. A few things have probably changed. I can't honestly say I remember much of what was here to be able to tell you what has changed. The Torrens River is actually really quite pleasant to walk beside. I'd hardly call it a river though, by Brisbane standards, and the Brisbane River is a pretty big river. It's about the size of some of the creeks that we have flowing around Brisbane. But it's the biggest waterway here in Adelaide. And the water's beautiful and clear, considering it's got a weir at one end of it to back the water up, and it's quite still. It doesn't flow much. It's actually very clear. Lots of bulrushes growing, and eucalypt forest around. Everything's a bit stunted here. I find it fascinating how I observe the difference in, like we all do, don't we? When we travel to a new place, you see all these differences, the juxtapositions, the contrasts from your own home. Adelaide's on the fringe of the desert, isn't it? So everything's a little bit stunted. Life's a bit tough here. Everything, all the flora's got to struggle to hang on tenaciously and suck every little bit of life out of the ground. There's a Moreton Bay fig growing there. Somebody's planted right on the very banks of the river. I'll tell you, it needs to actually have its toes in the water to survive in this part of the world. There's no way a Moreton Bay fig would be able to survive even 5 metres up on that dry bank where those eucalypts are a bit stunted and scraggy and twisted and deformed, and hardly what you call tall timbers, more like scrub timber. Some casuarinas over the other side. Yeah, but it's got that sort of rough, rustic character about it, which is a little bit appealing in itself. Some wattles and yeah, it's a good mixture, but it's different, so different to home. Back in Brisbane, everything's got that sweaty, festering, tropical fungus growing, rotting, decaying, tropical mass stench about it. Everything's a bit humid and sticky, whereas here everything's, well, hot but dry, I suppose fresh but also desiccated feeling about it. It's all just slurping up this water that's falling from the sky right now. Yeah, so I've been here for a couple of days. I was supposed to go home yesterday afternoon. It's supposed to be a one-day job. I rang up Jason. He said, "You're not coming home tonight?" I went, "No, mate, I'm not coming home." Because of X, Y, and Z. Annoyed me a little bit because, well, you know, that's the way things go. It was planned that I was going to be at least staying overnight. Booked an extra night, delayed the flight to go home tomorrow. Finished late this afternoon. It's given me a bit of a chance to go back to the hotel, have a shower, and then come out for this little stroll to at least see some of the town. Although I'm walking along this nature reserve, it feels like I'm walking in the bush a bit. Not far from the city at all. Actually, the gallery is right on the very fringes of the city. I think I might have to turn right, go back up this path. I don't want to look at Google Maps while I'm chatting to you. So I'll just cut through here and go up onto this other path. I decided to take the opportunity to take the job. I was asked, and I often decline. If I take any of these sort of jobs, I'm very particular. I've seen the way things happen and the way people get screwed over at work because of them. It's got to suit my agenda. And part of my agenda is I need to be fully briefed and understand the project. It was sort of pretty well briefed, but not perfectly, because that's why things went wrong. Not too bad. We made it work. It was okay on the day. Yeah, delayed an extra day, but I'll make it work for myself. And at the end of it all, I'll end up coming out of this better than if I had stayed at home because of wages and having a small adventure at least. Back when I was younger, I was much more enthusiastic about getting probably screwed over in order to have an adventure. I've got much lower toleration of that now. But this is okay. And it is nice to have a lush restaurant meal on the company chit and see a few things that are a bit different. Won't get much chance to do much tourism though, or sightseeing. I might do a little bit tomorrow morning before I head to the airport, but only a little bit. A little bit later tonight. It's probably about getting up to 7 o'clock now. Still got daylight saving here, so the sun doesn't set until quite late. I find that a bit weird. I will want to get out when it's dark and have a look at Lindy Lee's exhibit that's sitting at the front of the art gallery. It's this huge, probably 5 meter tall, stainless steel hand-beaten egg with thousands of little holes in it. And Lindy works with us at UAP a lot. The egg was made by the company, probably made in China, so I never actually saw it, but it is stunning, just spectacular. Might attach a photo to this if I publish it to explain it. I want to see it lit up so that all the pinpricks, they're more than pinpricks, 10 to 30 mil holes, but they're all lit up like a constellation of stars. So I want to go and see that tonight. And then I'll probably go to a restaurant and have a bite to eat somewhere. An observation I made, and this will be the last thing before I wrap this up. Observation I made this morning is, this town doesn't get up very early. I'd had breakfast and I was heading to the gallery to start work at 8 o'clock this morning, and the city was still really quiet. I was surprised how quiet it was. But because of daylight saving and because of where we are with latitude, The sun doesn't rise until 7 o'clock, which is like an hour and a half later than in Brisbane. So it's more than just daylight saving. But also, I've heard it said that Brisbane, as a city, when a global survey was done, go to bed and get up earlier than every other city in the world. And yeah, that's true. You know, construction starts at 6 a.m. in Brisbane. I'm at work at 6:30. The steel fabricators, they get started about 5 often. So there is just a whole culture of Brisbane starting much earlier. And yet again, I'm surprised to see how busy this place is late at night and how quiet it is when I'm used to it being happening in Brisbane. Is something I noticed this morning, but I think Brisbane's the freak rather than other places. The juxtaposition of being here, I'm in the botanical gardens now. I'm looking at carry pine and a bunya pine trees from Brisbane, from southeast Queensland. They're sort of out of context here, I suppose, but most people wouldn't even know that. But botanical gardens have trees from all around the world, don't they? So it doesn't really matter much. Yeah, quite a nice open span garden, but not super lush growth. It's good, it's substantial, but it's not even as lush as Melbourne and Sydney has. That's it for now. If I publish this, thanks for listening. If you've listened to it, if I don't, and it's only for my own personal memories, hello Ian from 2018. Bye-bye.